Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mark from Meet Your Sweet, and I've got with me an awesome guest. His name is Michael Fiore. He's been on the Rachel Ray Show in America. He's a best-selling author on Amazon.com of numerous dating and relationships products. And today he's going to be talking about the topic of, can you really make a man love you? Anyway, without further ado, I just want to welcome you along and say hello.
Well, thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Four books on Kindle now that are bestsellers and all this other stuff, and go on TV and all those things, telling people the real way to relationship happiness in the modern age or something like that. I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think the positive stuff from your side of things is you pretty much just tell it how it is. You are one of these, from the male point of view as well. You're really good at sort of articulating to women what really goes on inside a man's mind.
Yeah, I find a lot of my job, especially on my newsletter list and the podcast we do and things like that, is doing what I call, you know, kicking emotional puppies. You know, we get a lot of women that write in and they're just asking, desperately looking for something, and I have to say, okay, well, here's how it actually is. You know, women call in asking about why men look at other women, why men look at porn, why men do this, why men do that. And we just kind of give them the actual facts about it. So I found that when I got into this niche, I found a lot of the stuff that was out there was kind of, I thought it was kind of patronizing in a lot of ways. There was a lot of stuff, you know, Cosmo or something, and it's just so like, okay, well, you know, five ways to make him addicted to you in bed by doing this one trick with your tongue or something like that. I'm like, let's get past that and actually get to how men actually work and what men actually want in relationships.
Well, I'll ask you a question that we receive often, and or we receive variations on this question. How does love actually work for men? I mean, women are so used to men seemingly falling in love and then later on losing interest, and then either they wind up not committing to a long-term relationship, or if they are in a long-term relationship, things stagnate. So how does love really work for men?
Well, I think what a lot of women make the mistake of doing is thinking that love works the exact same way for men that it does for women. And one thing that I see a lot is women are writing into us all the time and saying, Michael, how do I make him obsessed with me? How do I make him so jealous that he can't even look at another girl? How do I make it so that I'm the only woman he would ever even with or lust after or things like that? And they think that love for men has to be pretty much the same way, right? A lot of times I feel like women, the ideal of love they have is like, I don't know, Edward and Bella from the Twilight movies or something, or from some romance novel. And to me, that seems like more, not so much like love, but more like a stalker or something like that. Relationships, what women really want is this incredible level of drama on a day-to-day basis. A lot of women write in, I wrote a newsletter about this a few weeks ago, a woman was asking me, Michael, why do I keep testing my guy to make him prove that he loves me? I know that he loves me. I know he cares about me. I know but I still find myself constantly testing him, or find myself saying, hey, do you really love me? Or trying to get him to do little things for me, or things like that. And I talked about why she was doing that, right? Because to her, love has to be this incredibly expressive thing on a regular basis. But to guys, love, you know, there's the beginning of love, which often is somewhat close. You meet a girl, you become intoxicated by her, you become overwhelmed by her. But that's really only going to last for a relatively limited amount of time. And what men really tend to want in relationships, once they've fallen in love with a woman, is much more about calm contentment than it is about obsession, than it is about this kind of overriding of quote-unquote drama every single day. Most of the time, what guys really want is not, you know, big sweeping examples of love all the time, or, you know, big sweeping gestures, but they just want a calm, happy home. As my brother and I were saying, happy wife, happy life. Most of the time, what a man really wants is a woman who is happy, a woman who is content in herself, a woman who, as I say in a video we just put out recently, doesn't actually need him. Right? And that's incredibly attractive to men, being needed. And that doesn't mean like, sometimes one woman wrote in and she said, Michael, do you mean that if I'm having like a bad day and I broke my, call my boyfriend because then he'll think I need him? I'm like, no, that's an emergency. That's different. I mean, not being emotionally needy, not needing the man in order to build up who you are. And that's one thing that we've discovered over time through a lot of our stuff and through some new stuff that this wonderful woman, Claire Casey, has been writing in our business. Is if you can engender that in yourself, that confidence, that sense of not needing a man, it can often inspire him to actually give you the love you want so much, that more demonstrative type of love.
Right. No, that totally makes sense. And what about women then that they're already with their man, say, because some people listening to this are single, and then there are other women listening to this that they're already with someone. The problem is that things have gotten off course. They've maybe maybe they've been together for 4 years and he hasn't proposed, and it doesn't look things look like they could be closer to breaking up than moving towards marriage. Just for example, or maybe someone that's been married for 10 years and things are just going all wrong. What do you say to them about how to rebuild the love then?
Well, I'll say in a lot of ways, when that happens, it's largely for a couple of reasons. One, it's because of expectations. You know, a lot of people fall into marriages or fall into and they fall for this idea that you're going to fall in love and that love is a self-sustaining thing. Right? That all of a sudden you fall in love and that's just it. You're in love forever. That's the way it's going to be. And I was talking to one woman recently about this who was saying that when she got married, she actually, like, you know, she found herself getting relationship department after they got married because she felt like, well, hey, we're married now. I can relax. I can kind of, not even letting herself go physically, which of course does happen for a lot of men and women once they get married, but more just letting herself go emotionally as far as doing the maintenance and tending the garden of that relationship. You know, relationships are work. You know, Ben Affleck on at the Oscars, this. He like mentioned something on stage about, you know, thanking Jennifer Gardner for doing the work in their relationship every single day. And it's always going to be work, but it can be a really wonderful type of work. Now, talking to the people who, you know, you've been with a guy for a certain number of years and he doesn't feel like, you know, you don't feel like he's ever proposed yet. There's a couple of things there. One, a lot of cases, you know, women will make the mistake of thinking that guys are just like women. And they think that guys are kind of thinking about the future and the path that women kind of set out the same way that they do. You know, a lot of women are like, okay, I want to get married by the time I'm 35 or 33. I want to get, you know, have kids by the time I'm blah, blah, blah. And guys generally don't do that. You know, if a guy is content in how things are at the moment in a relationship, it's really rare for him to actually take that next step. Right, most guys aren't really thinking about being married, which is funny because actually, from a health standpoint, marriage is actually better for guys than it is for women. Right, getting that love really dies in a relationship or falls apart in a relationship. It's largely because of expectations, and it's largely because of not accepting the person you're with for who they really are. You know, the number one thing we see again and again, we get so many thousands of emails, is men and women both writing in, complaining about their partners and saying, here's this one I can't stand about him at this point, or I just don't feel this passion anymore. And largely it comes from taking the things that you used to find so attractive about a person, and suddenly they're driving you nuts. You know, the example I always use in my relationship is that my girlfriend, who I love incredibly, an incredible amount, a very laid-back person. And when I first met her, one of the things that attracted me to her so powerfully was the fact that she's so laid-back. But then as we got to dating and then became like a really established couple, and we'll probably move towards the marriage thing not too long in the future, her laid-backness, you know, she's always late for everything. And it took me a while. Her being laid-back and her being late are actually the same thing in a lot of cases. And that's one thing that I kind of talk about a lot. What you love about your partner is what you hate about them as well. And that contempt that can kind of get built up over time is toxic to relationships. That feeling of, I wish you were somebody else. I wish you were in this way. I wish you were in that way. If you really have love last, it means you have to pay attention to it and evolve it over time. The mistake people make is thinking that you can keep that kind of incredible, sparkly, obsessive love that first starts up in a relationship going. What you really want to do is take that and evolve it into something where you're appreciative of each other, where you're honest with each other, where you talk to each other. And there's a lot of techniques that you can actually use to do that. But it takes time. It takes work.
Well, okay. Now, getting back to the question that's the subject of this this particular audio interview, can a woman really make a man love her?
You can make a man who you, right? You can't make a man who has no feelings for you at all love you. You know, if you're just like talking to somebody and there's no attraction, if there's no anything at all, then no, it's not going to happen. That'd be kind of silly, right? But if you're with a guy who does feel affection for you, who does like you, who is attracted to you, there are ways you can actually trigger that kind of love in some ways. There's ways that you can actually trigger that kind of future, future seed in him. This has actually happened to me as well. You know, Mark, several years ago, about 4 years ago now, I guess, I was single and I was totally happy being single. This is before I became a, you know, internationally known relationship. I would have had this whole career if not for my girlfriend, actually, if not for the relationship that we built together and what it taught me about love. But I was one of those guys who did not think I would ever want to have a long-term relationship again. I'd had a few long-term relationships and they'd always blown up in my face. And I was single and I was dating and a variety of women, and was always very honest about what I was doing and who I was doing it with, and didn't really think that I was ever going to have more than that. And then I met my girlfriend, the woman that would become my girlfriend, and everything changed, right? And I didn't discover until later that she had actually kind of followed a few principles during our relationship to kind of make it like, no, this is a woman I have to take seriously. And what a lot of women do, by the way, is they make the mistake of they try to make a man love them by coming on too strong, by trying to give a man everything that he seems to want. The number of women that we get that write in that say, I mean, I know this sounds silly, but well, if I sleep with him, he'll like me, right? And I always say, well, no, sex doesn't actually make a man fall in love with you. Sex simply reinforces whatever emotions he already has for you.
So can I interrupt there?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're saying then that sex won't make a man fall in love, but if he's already, say, you're already married and you're not and you're holding back on sex, then that's probably, you know, they should.
It's the wrong way, right? Yeah, it's
so,
a horrible idea.
So
I'll say this right now: if you're a woman who's in a relationship and you're holding back on sex, or you're trying to make your husband earn sex, you might as well just take the heart of your relationship, because sex is how men express affection in a long-term relationship. If he's not having sex on a regular basis, whatever a regular basis is for you, not everybody's sex drives are the same, right? But if he's not having sex and if he's not feeling appreciated by the woman in his life who's his love, then he's going to feel like less of a man. He's not going to feel wanted. He's not going to feel powerful. And he's going to find himself looking at and fantasizing about other women more. Now, men always look at other women, but there's a big difference between looking at another woman in an appreciative way and looking at another woman in a way that's actually like, wow, if I had a chance, I actually want that girl. And it's men who aren't being taken care of sexually by their own women that actually are the ones that are more likely to go out and cheat. That's the way it works. But yeah, holding back sex is the worst idea in the playbook of relationships I've ever heard. I actually always say when people have a fight, the worst thing you can do, I mean, the best way to finish a fight is to make love.
Okay,
so you want to have a guy really feel bonded to you in some way.
So more sex is great when you're in a relationship, but if you just started,
but if you relationship too,
but no, but you're saying when you're just starting going out, that's not. It's great for taking, not for taking things further, but for reinforcing what you've got.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Like, here's something I discovered when I was a single guy, was that if I met a girl and didn't think of her as dating material, but found her physically attractive and had sex with her, it wouldn't suddenly transfer that from saying, oh, you know, I thought she was nice, but now I think I want to date her. It would just be, now I definitely don't think she's dating material. Right?
Right.
It doesn't change the status for a guy. It basically just puts you in the box in his mind of being like, well, this is a girl that I can sleep with, but that I don't take seriously. Whereas if you meet a girl or a woman and she actually does already do a few things to make you feel truly attractive, you feel like you need to take her seriously, and then you sleep with her, hopefully after a certain amount of time, it varies depending on the people, then it reinforces that wow, I had to earn this in some way. It was something that was actually valuable and powerful in some way, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, okay, now I'm really intrigued also from something you said earlier. What were the principles that your girlfriend used on you?
There were a few things. The number one thing was the moment I met her, as opposed to throwing herself at me, she came across as being extremely independent. And there was no moment in when I first started pursuing her where I felt like she needed me. There was no moment where she was like, you know, she wasn't coming across in that way that some women might do, saying like, oh my God, I just need to find a man, right? More than anything else, she actually came across as being kind of a take it or leave it kind of attitude in a way. Not in a like, you know, mean way or anything like that, but just like, hey, you know what? I'm really happy with who I am. And I think you're pretty cool. And if you're around, that's fine. But if you're not around, that's actually totally fine too. Right? The other thing she did was actually, you know, one of the big mistakes I see women making a lot, especially on first dates and things like that, is talking about the future in a way that includes the guy. You know, it seems like they're basically auditioning the guy on that first date or even the first time they write them online for the role of husband and lover for life and things like that. And Mark, you know, most guys simply don't think that way. We think, is this somebody I like spending some time with? And then hopefully it can evolve to something else in the future. But the main thing that I think my girlfriend, she would talk about the future she wanted for herself, but not in a way that was like, you know, she would talk about it in a way that was like, yeah, well, when I eventually meet the man who will be my husband, we'll do this and this and this. But there wasn't that pressure that so much women kind of put on them. And she kind of painted this idea of what a future with her could be. It's almost like a movie preview in a way, right?
Right.
And the third thing, yeah, you know, it's like a movie preview of what a life with that person could be. Because that's really what dating is, by the way. It's a movie preview of what a relationship is going to be like with that exact same person. But those were just two of the, I think, the biggest things that she did that kind of attracted me. And I found my, after we first met, and we ended up making out at a bar or something, at a party actually, and just taking her more seriously than any other girl I'd actually met in that whole year that I was single and really playing the field. And kind of independently, she never asked me to do this. She never yelled at me to do this. But pretty much right after we first started dating, thing else off with every other woman I was seeing, right? Which was, you know, shocking to me in a way. But I found myself simply thinking, hey, this is a girl I need to take seriously. This is a girl I want to take seriously. And without even talking to her about it, cut other things off and pursued her and eventually convinced her to become my girl. Threw herself at me. I had to work for it. And I'm still working for it to a degree, I think. We have a pretty great relationship, but I still feel like I'm working for it sometimes.
Cool. No, that sounds really great. And I think that's awesome. What are some of... You also mentioned earlier in the interview that you want a guy to feel more masculine. You don't want him to lose that feeling. What are some things that a girl can do to actually make a guy feel more masculine in the relationship now, assuming that you've been going out for a little bit?
One of the biggest things is appreciating a guy for being a man. And here's how women actually sabotage their own relationships. Withholding sex thing. Withholding sex is an awful idea. Don't do it. I know emotionally it's like, oh, I don't want to sleep with him until he does the dishes. But he's not a 5-year-old. It doesn't work that way. But one of the things is just like, you know, a lot of guys find themselves in relationships being what we would refer to as henpecked for things that we don't think really matter. Right? Now, granted, it's 2013 as we're recording this, we're all equals. We all have to do our share of the housework, things like that. But personally, I know like in my relationship, my girlfriend would get on me sometimes about not doing the dishes. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll do the dishes. I'll try to be more domestic, even though it's not something that naturally comes naturally. But which the mistake she was making at that time, and she's gotten a lot better at it, was not appreciating me for what makes me a guy. Not appreciating me for my career, where I go out and make us money to have a great life. Not appreciating me for, you know, physically, for being a big, strong guy who can do these things. You know, in one of my programs, Text the Romance Back, we talk a lot about how to use appreciation texts. And a lot of women kind of take these very simple ideas and text them to the guy in their lives, and they find out that just by saying a few tiny little things to make him feel appreciated as a man for being a good dad, for being a good husband, for, you know, starting the car in the winter, anything like that, they find that their guy suddenly lights up and it inspires the guy to give them the relationship they really want, the romance and the quote unquote drama, you know, that really juicy, fun version of love they're looking for.
Now, I know we've gone a little over time with this interview, but I think you've shared a lot of fascinating insights into how women can meet and attract their ideal man or strengthen the relationship that they already have.
And be happier in the relationships, too, which is the biggest thing in the world. You know, what makes a man happy oftentimes is having a happy woman.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, and I think I might just reemphasize that point as well. Like, part of what makes the man happy is if you are happy as a woman. So that means that any female, any woman listening to this, you've got to do some of the things that make and keep you happy. You've got to not just expect him to make you happy, but if for instance, spending a night out each week with your friends, or perhaps doing something for, maybe even something you've dreamed of doing for charity, or maybe a hobby or an interest of yours that you wanted to do, something like that. Being proactive about your own happiness and being happier, that'll actually make him happier as well.
Put yourself first sometimes. Your guy's not going to complain, honestly. He's going to be happy about it because it's going to make you happy. And it'll take the to give you everything in your life if you're able to go out and do it yourself to some degree.
Yeah. Right. Now, you've got an absolutely awesome program called Capture Him, or Capture His Heart. Mm-hmm. It's at meetyoursweet.com/go/ch. We'll repeat that web address again shortly. You've just released it, and it basically teaches women everything they need to know about how to make a man fall in love with you forever. It's absolutely fantastic program. And I was wondering if you'd mind just taking a few moments just to tell people all about that.
Yeah, so Capture His Heart, Make Him Love You Forever is an interesting program, because what happened was, and I talked about this in a video that we released, but it's actually written, 90% of that material is written by a really amazing woman named Claire Casey. And I first met Claire in a weird kind of way, because when I met my girlfriend, I fell for her very hard and didn't know why. And then about 6 months or so ago, late 2012, my girlfriend and I were sitting around talking, and I was joking about how she managed to get me to fall for her in a way that no other woman had. And I certainly had other women that I was dating who would get angry with me because they're like, why don't you want to date me more seriously? Ask me that question. I just found myself wanting something more with her. And she jokingly told me, she laughed and she told me, well, Mike, I learned that from this woman named Claire Casey. It turns out she had met this woman online, and Claire had kind of taught her these simple techniques for making a man take you seriously and fall in love with you. And techniques for creating a really amazing relationship. And so I asked her, I said, okay, I need to talk to this woman, because I'm like, I'm a relationship expert. I teach people about all this stuff. I need to know more about this woman. And I got Claire on the phone, and we talked for a couple of hours that first time. And she's a really wonderful, she's like 46 years old. She's got 3 teenage boys. She's got a husband she's been with for a very long time. They have a fantastic relationship. And she started teaching me about what she was able to do to help my girlfriend land me, but also help other women land the men of their dreams without having to come across as desperate, without having to play games, do anything like that. She taught me these principles. And during the course of that call, I found myself getting a little bit depressed, because I was like, listen, I'm good at what I do. I teach a lot of people about men. But as a guy, I can't necessarily teach you how to make a man fall in love with you. I never made a man fall in love with me. Right? I was never able, I'm straight. And so I finally kind of went back to Claire, and I basically begged her. I said, Claire, listen, here's the deal. I have this audience of people who listen to me, who I give advice to all the time, and I think you've got something you can teach them as well. And we ended up working together on this program called Capture His Heart. And Claire started just creating all of these tools to help women embrace their femininity in a way that I don't think you're really able to do a lot in today's culture. There's this idea that men and women are supposed to be quote unquote equal. And I'll say, listen, we're equal in that we're both just as good as the other, but we're very, very different beings. And the worst thing a woman can do culture in the world, if she wants to really get a man to fall for her and stay fallen for her forever, is act too much like a man, fall into that whole trap. You need to embrace who you are as a woman, embrace who you are as a feminine being. And she created this program called Capture His Heart and Make Him Love You Forever. We've only recently released it. We've had thousands of women already dive into this program, and we're getting testimonials and emails every single day from women saying, finally, this dating thing makes sense. Right? Women who are saying, hey, I've been, dating casually, going around, trying to find the man of my dreams. I haven't been able to do it. But now I feel like I understand how this actually works. It's not a game anymore if you always win. And this gives you the ability to always win. So you're not playing games. You basically get the chance to be able to decide on your own what guy you want to be with. instead of settling for whoever happens to be there who, you know, agrees to get married or agrees to this relationship. A lot of women tell me that the women, the guys that they're attracted to and the guys who they think would make good partners are different guys. But you can take those guys who are quote unquote the bad boy, or take those guys who are, you know, reluctant to commit or afraid to commit in some way. And using Claire's techniques and Claire's tools that she gives you, there's a lot of worksheets that help you do this. You can basically get that guy to be like, no, I'm going to make the decision to actually commit to you. And that's the number one thing, by the way. Ultimatums don't work with men, right? If you throw a tantrum, do whatever else, give him an ultimatum and tell him you need to commit, I'm leaving. He might just say no, go ahead and leave, but he also might say yes, and that's worse. If you give a man an ultimatum and he agrees to it, he is already at the beginning of your relationship standing there with one foot out the door, right? Because he's going to feel like in his heart that he was forced to make a commitment. And a commitment you're forced to make is not a commitment that you're ever truly going to keep. But if you have a guy who decides on his own that he wants to commit to you, which is what happened with me and my girlfriend, by the way, I decided on my own she was somebody I wanted to have a relationship with, who I didn't just want to sleep with, who I didn't just want to date, but I wanted to have a relationship with. And that's what makes a man stay committed and stay in love. If he makes the decision that you're the woman for him, it's the to keep him feeling that way for the long term. And that's what Claire teaches in the program at Capture, at the URL you gave away. Let me just find it here for a second. meetyoursweet.com/go/CH. It's a wonderful program. And of course, like just like with the rest of our stuff, you know, we brought Claire in to do this. We're really happy. We're planning on doing more things with her. Response to her program so far has been incredible. So many women, especially women in their 30s and even their 40s, who feel like, hey, now this makes sense. I've been up and down in this whole relationship thing, and now it makes sense. And just like with everything else, you know, we back this program up with a 60-day guarantee. You go there, follow the gave you, meetyoursweet.com/go/CH. Get into the program. You can enroll for just $47 into the program. Get into it. You'll get into the various lessons that Claire gives you. It's a very robust program. Involves videos, audio modules, worksheets, written programs, things like that, to basically help you develop your own happiness, develop your own confidence, develop everything you need to be the woman who that guy simply chooses not to resist. Right?
That's awesome. The other thing is, I think that it's really good also for people that are already in a relationship that have just forgotten how to bring the love back into it. Sometimes you just become, I don't know, almost like two asexual partners in a relationship. No, and then, definitely. You know, you go through this and you'll learn how to re-spark the love.
And you can't trick a guy into being in love again, right? You simply can't do that. But you can use the tools that Claire gives you to romance, you know, to, you know, make him suddenly look over at you with totally new eyes, to basically make him look at you and say, my God, who is this amazing woman? You know, it's work that you do on yourself to build your own happiness. Him gives him the inspiration he needs to be in love with you again, and gives him the inspiration he needs to have fun in your relationship again, so you can actually smile at each other again, so you wake up every morning and look over at each other and are just happy to be there, right? And it gives you tools that you'll be able during the course of your relationship, you know, for the next 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it's going to be able to keep that spark going, to understand men on a deep level, to get him more than he gets himself, and to give him the inspiration to make you happy.
Now, anyone that happens to join this particular program, the link you've given me to use, meetyoursweet.com/go/CH, just want to let people know that it happens to be an actual special offer page. So you're not only getting the training, you're getting it for half the price. In fact, you're getting it for half the price of what it regularly sells for, which you'll notice on the page, and you're getting three other bonus coaching programs as well. So there's which I think is just absolutely amazing. So do you want to just quickly mention about those as well?
Sure, just give me one second here. So first off, you're going to get the Capture His Heart online training, which is normally value. We normally sell that program for $97, almost $100. And again, that is basically through video, that is through audio, worksheets, everything like that. But on top of that, we actually give you a few First, we give you a really wonderful audio training with a guy named Matthew Hussey. And if you don't know who Matthew is, you're actually going to know who Matthew is in the very near future. He's actually about to start appearing on a show on the NBC network produced by Eva Longoria. Called Ready for Love, I think it is. But I actually interviewed Matthew quite some time ago for just because I thought he was a fascinating guy. He's actually the UK's number one dating coach. And Matthew really taught me during the course of that interview was what a woman can do out in the world to magnetically draw men to her. And not just men, because we all know there's douchebags out there who you don't want to have drawn towards you, but to have guys who have jobs, guys who have a mission in life to you. And I know a lot of women, you know, they write in, they say, Michael, listen, I'm out in the dating world and I don't want to approach a guy. I don't want to have to go talk to a guy. I don't want to have to hit on a guy. Telling you, that's actually the right instinct. Because if you do that, for a lot of guys, it kind of drives us away. We have a hard time dealing with it when a woman comes across in the more quote-unquote masculine role. And what you'll learn in Matthew's interview that I did with him, which is, I believe, our interview, is exactly what to do out in the world and what to casually say to a guy to open the door for him to pursue you. Because again, it's only when a guy feels like he made it at a woman that he actually really values her. And that's what Matthew teaches you in that. You'll also get a wonderful program Claire did called the Dump Radar. It's a worksheet and it's also some audio and some other things that go with it. And a lot of women, they write in, they say, listen, I'm not quite sure what's going on in my relationship. Created was a worksheet where you can really develop a radar as to how happy is the man you're with actually in your relationship. Because a lot of women actually, they make a mistake two different ways. One, they get the it's really bad when it's actually just their guy is distracted in some way. Or two, they don't pay attention to the signals and they find themselves totally surprised and even shocked when the guy suddenly ends things. And what this Dump Radar worksheet actually does along to it, what it does for you is helps you get a really accurate idea of how happy is this guy really in your relationship. Are you overreacting? Are you underreacting? What are you doing? And what you can do with that information is actually good. You can settle into the relationship in a better way and let that anxiety kind of fade away. And if things aren't good, you know that, so you can actually act on it. Right? You actually learn what the signals are that men unconsciously give in their relationship, that they're in some way checked out. And women say, oh, well, I have my intuition. And I'm going to tell you right now, your intuition's often wrong. We get this all the time. So many women who write in about their intuition, doing this and doing that, but so many times the absolutely wrong. You can't trust your intuition when it comes to this kind of thing and really understanding men. If you could, you wouldn't be having problems with men in the first place. And the third thing that we actually give on this is the Man of Your Dreams Checklist, which is a wonderful little program that Claire put together as well. Thing, because when I was first talking to Claire about this, I said, you know, the list is really the problem, right? Isn't the list the idea that women create this list of things that they want or demand from a man actually talked about it? And she told me, Michael, it's not the fact they have a list, it's what's on the list. Right? Because a lot of women will say, he has to be 6'2", he has to make more money than me, he has to do this, he has to do that, he has to do this. And that's actually incredibly toxic. Finding real love and finding a great relationship. A lot of women let wonderful guys pass by them because of this list. But what Claire develops, which I love this thing actually, is a way to actually figure out what are the things that are actually important to a man. How do you go deeper into figuring out who this guy is going to be? How do you paint a picture of who this man of your dreams really is going to be? And then what do you do to actually attract him? Because again, with Capture His Heart, the whole thing, the reason that we've created this, the ability to either have the man of your dreams find you or to take the man you're with now and help him become the man of your dreams, to inspire him to become the man of your dreams. But as I always say, you can't hit a target until you know, what are you throwing the dart at, per se? And this helps you really paint a wonderful picture of him. So really, when you add all of that together, when you add together Capture His Heart, the online training, $97 value, plus the three bonus coaching programs, a $291 value, that's the $188, but because we love Mark and the Meet Your Sweet team, if you go to the link that he gave you, we'll give you the entire thing for just $47 today. And again, that's meetyoursuite.com/ch.
So that's meetyoursuite, meetyoursuite.com/go/ch. I just want to say a really big thank you for your time on this interview. You've given some incredible advice to women. I think there's a lot of gold nuggets of advice that they can take away right now and apply to their lives, and I think that's awesome. Plus, I highly recommend that everybody listening gets themselves a copy of this program. Remember, it's backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if for any reason you don't like the program, you can just send an email to support@digitalromanceinc.com, which is on the page that you'll see anyway.
Yes, it is, yeah.
You can just send an email there, and you'll be given your money back. So that's it's all up to Michael and Claire to actually provide what they're.
We take this very seriously. You know, we've had a variety of other programs. Mark, you promoted some of our programs in the past, and we take this very seriously. I always say, we don't really deserve your money unless we earn it. Honestly, that's the way it works. You know, we price our programs reasonably when we can, and we give a lot of value, and we try to transform people's. Is kind of our goal. We want to help women. My goal is, and actually, here's the deal. Like, one thing I didn't really talk about is, don't just do this for yourself. Do it for the men in the world too. I know that sounds a little weird. I'm a lot happier now than I ever was when I was single. I'm a lot happier being in this kind of relationship with a woman who actually understands men and understands me than I ever was when I was single, when I was sleeping with a lot of girls, doing all these other things. I want more guys to. I want more guys to have great relationships with wonderful women, right? And this is a way for us to help you do that. This is a way for us to help men in the world by helping women in the world understand what a great relationship really is.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for your time, Michael. And for everybody listening, I want to say thank you for your time as well on this particular call. I hope that you've gained great value, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you.